the trade unions can do it. John Merrill, Leicester Socialist Party. The national living wage for workers aged over 25 was set at £7.20 an hour in April 2016, with a proposed increase to £9 by April 2020. Introduced by the Tories, if that transpires, it will be a 25% increase over 4 years. The proposal by Tory Chancellor Sadiq Javid is £10.50 an hour by 2024. It is a worse deal, 17% over 4 years. Nevertheless, these increases far exceed the pay rises of many other workers under the Tories. Alistair Tice, writing in The Socialist, pointed out, there are now 2 million workers on the minimum wage, compared with 700,000 when it was first introduced. This explains the anguish expressed by Band 3 health workers to Socialist Party member John Dale. See minimum wage debate, how can we end the scandal of low pay? What if the trade unions, representing the most organized workers, achieve better pay without youth exemptions, and the reinstatement of differentials reflecting skills, and expertise based on equal pay for work of equal value? That would be a benchmark for trade unions to campaign among less well-organized workers to achieve the same. Especially where there is a relationship between two sets of workers, for example, the motor industry and its parts suppliers or local authorities and their providers of goods and services. What should the minimum wage be? I agree with John Dale. £12 an hour should be the headline figure. What should it be in London? Most if not all national pay agreements include a London uplift. In my former industry, it was the London waiting allowance. If there is a consensus across national union agreements on the percentage uplift, it could inform our minimum wage amount for London workers.